Good evening, Cathedral family. My name is Connie Williams. I first came to the cathedral in the mid-1970s, before the renovation, when the statues of Mary and Joseph were of an old couple. I still can see Mary's face in that statue with all her sorrows etched in it. I was looking for a place of solace after becoming a new military widow, and I found it here. I remember my mom and dad at Sunday morning mass sitting in the third row in the right center, dad always in a coat and tie and mom usually lecturing. She and Bishop Kelly's mother would make bologna sandwiches in the basement of the rectory back then in what was first known as the lunch program. My career took me to Los Angeles for 15 years, but always I felt myself being called back to this cathedral. Eventually, I did move back and became a weekday and Sunday lector. I met my husband, Hank, and Father Martin married us here at this altar 25 years ago this coming August. 2 years later, my dad died on Epiphany and was buried here. My granddaughter's baptism was here. And on 9/11, this was the first place my friend and I headed after the terrible scenes we saw on television that morning. The cathedral was packed, as it was for almost everything then. I tell you all this to tell you of one ordinary parishioner's life here at this place, this living, breathing place. And now look at the last year, a treacherous pandemic that closed our cathedral, demonstrations and riots in our city, the stress we have all been through this election season, who could have imagined? But the cathedral has been here before. On August 6, 1855, just 166 years ago, what became known as Bloody Monday took place because of riots during a volatile election. There were 22 deaths, most of them Catholic. The Blessed Sacrament was removed from the cathedral, but our cathedral was spared. 63 years later would be the great pandemic of 1918. I tell you all this to remind you that our cathedral community has been in troubled times before, and we are still here by the grace of God and courageous, loyal people. When the cathedral doors were closed last spring, it seemed such a cold loss. But I soon learned there were many nice things about streaming Mass in my home. On good Sundays, I would take my laptop out to the patio and have Mass outside. Interestingly, whenever Philip was playing the organ, there was one bird in my tree who would always sing and sing and sing. Only when Philip was playing. This bird was like having my own private cantor, and I loved it. It was so easy to do this, Mass at home. But then the cathedral was able to open its doors, and I started attending weekday Mass again, and Sunday if it didn't seem too crowded. It wasn't. I actually thought it the safest place in town, full of solace and comfort. But I came to find my beautiful bird and my home were no substitute for my community of fellow faith travelers. And I didn't want my cathedral to be empty. I didn't want God to be lonely for us. I came to realize it wasn't about me being in the cathedral. It was that the cathedral was in me. Each of us has experienced pain in so many ways in this past year. Praying at home is so comfortable, safe. But Catholicism is known for its community of fellowship. And here at our beautiful cathedral, with its many, many layers of living, we endure with grace. God is here. We want you back here. We miss you. We want our services as full and meaningful as they can safely be, and we need you to do that. A good friend of mine once said to me when I was in a period of questioning, listen and be attentive. You will hear in your heart when to come back to our cathedral community in person. With God's love whispering in your heart, the answer for you will come. Your faith family is here, waiting for you, with love.